This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And play action, Prescott back to throw, deep to the right side, Lamb made a man miss and running down the sideline, and Lamb's on the horse, and Lamb's in the end zone. Touchdown C.D. Lamb, 65 yards.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good afternoon, and how quickly can we get the other part of your sandwich?
Well, unfortunately, you waited too long because I ate both of them.
Okay. All right. How?
What, was it a good sandwich?
Yeah, what's the verdict?
Oh, it was wonderful. It was Italian roast beef with hot peppers.
Oh, that's the way to do it.
Interesting.
Right there.
Yeah. Now,
They've got a food market here, and I swear to God, there must have been 100 counters there that you could have eaten any type of food you wanted.
Oh, interesting.
You name it, they had it.
Is it the Reading Terminal Market?
Yes.
That is Kevin's place.
Have you been there?
That is Kevin's place.
I have been there. So we went there, I think it was last year. We had a hotel right by there, and we had heard great things about it. And I told people, and I'm hoping you can back me up here, you could like spend at least 3 weeks there and not have the same meal twice.
Oh, absolutely. I saw a line at the place. I think I forgot the name. I think it was Mama Leslie or something. It was chicken and waffles. And I saw the biggest pieces of chicken ever. It looked like turkey legs. It was unbelievable, all the different stuff you could eat there. And they had open markets where you could buy produce.
Yes. Yes.
It was amazing.
We brought home jellies and soap from that market.
Well,
just to show
you. That's part of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'll tell you what, I think it's a holiday here because nobody's working.
Well, oh, yeah, because that city right now is ready for Dallas.
Everybody's downtown, I swear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it feels like, obviously, it's the Cowboys versus the Eagles, but it feels like nationally this is a humongous game as well because it's a rivalry game, because everything the Cowboys does gets attention for better or worse. It's the first game. It's a Thursday night. Like, all the components are there for a huge, huge game. Will it stay competitive, though? Because the Cowboys are a pretty hefty dog in this game.
Yeah, I see that. And I think it's based on the unknown by people that just haven't seen this team, right?
Yeah.
None of these guys that are going to play tonight, or most of the guys that are going to play tonight, did not play in any of those three preseason games. And as we talked about yesterday, I don't think they're factoring in that Dak Prescott is back under center. that he's the quarterback of this team, and they've been pretty darn good no matter what year, what the team was, if he played the entire season. So we'll see. I think they'll be more competitive and surprising to a lot of people.
Is there a particular player for the team, not on either side of the ball, maybe even special teams, that you think is going to carve out a role for themselves and make an impact that maybe we weren't expecting? Like, not necessarily big statistically, but you're like, man, that guy every single day.
Well, the guy I think the Cowboys want to help fuel this offense, and we know, you know, it's Dak, it's CeeDee Lamb, it's George Pickens, it's Jake Ferguson. Don't go to sleep on Kevontae Turpin, and not okay. just as a return guy, as a guy all over this offense. And don't be surprised if they hand him the ball as a running back. And they're throwing it to him downfield. So he's kind of my, you know, my dark horse there that could make a difference with his speed, especially if the Eagles aren't going to crowd the line of scrimmage because they think their front four can handle everything. So there might be some space in there behind that front four, however they play this cloud defense. You know, the thing that surprised me, and I knew the Cowboys finished third last year in sacks with 52, and I realized, what was it, 12 or 13 were
right,
Micah's?
Right.
But the Eagles only finished last year with 41 quarterback sacks. Now, I'm sure they made up for the difference in pressures.
Yeah.
Because they're pretty good with their front four, and they don't have to do a lot of fancy stuff because those guys are awfully big. But they only had 41 sacks. So if that Cowboys offensive line can hold up and allow Dak to operate, allow Javonte Williams to have, you know, holes to run into, I think they could be pretty darn good offensively.
Okay. How we feel about the left tackle position?
Boy, I, from what I've been told, it, you know, just judging from what was taking place in practice, I just don't know. I mean, Guyton practiced, and he got reps, my understanding is, with the first team.
Okay.
But so did Nate Thomas.
Okay.
So I just don't know if one full week of Guyton practicing makes him ready to get out there and play 60 snaps.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's going to be an interesting one to see exactly what they decided, but it sounds like, you know, both of them got some first team reps. So we'll kind of find out where the decision is there.
Yeah, I don't. That's one of the ones that I'm just kind of like fingers crossed, hoping for the best. And
well, they're
know.
Better if it's Thomas. If it's Guyton, there better be a tight end in their back pockets at all times.
Yeah, yeah. Because
especially if you're trying to throw the ball,
we've learned that lesson.
Because the last thing you want is sacks or offensive holding, because that'll ruin a possession immediately.
Absolutely.
Man, you know what? I'm really glad that you said it like that, because we all...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'll talk about the other teams getting sacks and everything, but it feels like, and I don't have the stats to back this up straight away, it feels like every drive in the history of the Cowboys that's included an offensive hold has ended in a punt. Now, I realize that's not statistically accurate, but every time they get caught for an offensive holding, I'm like, well, that's the end of that drive.
First and 20 is difficult.
Yes.
Not easy to come overcome.
Absolutely.
Sure.
I wonder how many plays they have in the playbook for first and 20 or second and, 15 because you held, right?
Yeah. No, absolutely. How do we make sure, or what is your anticipation of Eberflus and his staff making sure they don't get off to such a slow start like we saw with this defense last year? Now, I know, obviously, different people in place, both with the coaches and on the field, but, man, it was a woeful defensive start last year for the Cowboys.
Yeah, absolutely it was. And one of the things that took place was the inability to stop the run, right? And so we'll see if that's any better this year, because you know what's coming, right?
Yeah.
Saquon right, Saquon
left.
Yeah,
that's what I'm afraid of.
They've been preaching all along, no guests on defense.
Right.
And that includes the cornerbacks helping out against the run. So that means you too, Trayvon Diggs.
Fact. Fact.
You got to be able to all support. I guess it was no house guests, right?
Yeah.
They're gonna be challenged. It's basically a new set of linebackers, right?
Yeah.
Sanborn, Kenneth Murray, and then whoever they decide when they go three linebacker, who the other guy was, Leofau or Damone Clark, depending on, I think, the situation, if they're in base defense, that's going to be what they're going to have to be able to do with Donovan Wilson, supporting the run. And maybe they put more guys, closer to the line of scrimmage. But then again, if it's play fakes, now you're in man coverage with three wide across the board, and that's problematic too if you don't get pressure on Hurts. So yeah, there's a reason why they won the Super Bowl last year. They're good.
They're
really good.
I think so.
And they're probably still good.
I'll probably concede that
like
point. I guess.
Yeah.
Now, for you, we've talked about this quite a bit. I know training camp is not the end all be all of what's going to happen in the regular season, but you just mentioned Maris Leofau, who, along with Donovan Azuraku, felt like there was a lot of buzz around both of those guys throughout training camp. How much do you think we're actually going to see Maris Leofau?
I think it's going to depend on down and distance and what they're trying to accomplish on defense with whatever, alignment they have out there. But I think, you'll see a lot of them on special teams. I guarantee you that. And then I'll if they need that third linebacker to be in more coverage, I think you would see him out there if they're having problems, however they started off with covering the tight end or covering running backs out of the backfield. I think you would see him in there a little bit more. So I think it just depends what Philadelphia, how they line up and what they're trying to do. But he certainly had a very good training camp. I think you saw it on his limited snaps in preseason. And then, with Azuraku, good pass rush guy. But again, if you're going to be out there, and it's a normal down and distance, you got to be able to play the run.
Sure.
And that's part of the deal. And there was a couple of preseason games. He got caught slicing inside and the ball jumped to the outside.
You do that.
So he's got to be strong against the run. This whole thing is not about just rushing the quarterback. And as a rookie, those are some lessons you obviously have to learn. I think the key guy in this whole thing has to be Sam Williams, because I think he's good enough to hold up against the run as long as he is sitting there realizing, okay, it's more than just rushing the quarterback, and he has the ability to get to the quarterback in passing situations, and not only from defensive end, but there were times in training camp we saw him line up as a pass rushing defensive tackle. If down in distance, is suggesting it's definitely a pass. So keep an eye on him. He hadn't played much football, right? He's got to go all the way back to 2023 since he missed the entire season. And if there's anybody revved up and excited and ready to go, it's certainly him.
Yeah. Final question, Mickey.
I'm still going to ask for a prediction.
More questions after this final question, Mickey. I just feel like Jake Ferguson has not been discussed enough, and his importance in their passing game as much as their run game.
No, absolutely right. And remember this, he's healthy. He played through a lot of stuff last year, and he really never really got going the way we saw the year before. So as an outlet guy, just keep an eye on him down the seam, because I'll be interested to see how the Eagles play it, how they're going to line up against Lamb on one side, Pickens on the other, and depending on who's in the slot, but I think it's a lot of Turpin, and that's a lot of speed out there, and you can't double everybody, right?
Yeah.
And if you're going to throw the ball to one of the running backs, do they have linebackers that can run with the running back, especially if it's Jaden Blue? So somebody, they're going to have to devote a lot of guys in coverage, and can they cover the tight end? Is that a linebacker? Because he's usually pretty good on that seam pass, if he's up against the linebacker. Are they going to use a safety and play single safety high the whole time? Those are the things, we have no idea. And something the other day that Dak was talking about, how he thinks they've got enough weapons to counter however they decide to play those wide receivers. But again, it comes down to the offensive line has to hold up. I hate coach speak. I hate doing the obvious, but this game's going to have a lot to do with how the Cowboys, both sides off the lines play in the game.
Well, with all that in mind, will you give us a prediction, please, sir?
I will, and I won't change it for you guys. I give predictions like three or four different places. I can cover myself, right? But I've been pretty consistent saying the Cowboys are going to be more competitive than people think. But my score was Eagles 30, Cowboys 28.
Ooh. That's a close one. I'll take a close game. I will take a close game.
Because Brandon Aubrey hits the crossbar on a 75-yard field goal at the end of the game.
Well, you know what? It's just I think the biggest thing out of this game, other than obviously if you can surprise everybody and win, is being competitive.
Yeah.
And not getting run over, and which would be encouraging going to the next week to show that, okay, we're not the cream puff everybody thinks we are.
And I like that. Thank you very much, good sir. We will catch up with you again tomorrow.
I think I'll be home by then, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, get some rest.
Well, yeah, get some rest after a big-time win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.